Filipinos, I'm Ben Thomas. Victories in Michigan's primaries for President Biden and former President Trump further solidifying the all but certain rematch. The AP's Joey Cappelletti on what Republican voter surveys indicate.
Trump's core voters so far overwhelmingly white and mostly older than 50 and generally without a college degree. That could be a warning sign for Trump, who will have to appeal to a much wider range of voters in November, especially in states like Michigan, which he lost by almost 155,000 votes in 2020.
Democrats are closely watching the results of Michigan's uncommitted vote as a protest of President Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. An intense Oval Office meeting had congressional leaders speaking optimistically about avoiding a government shutdown, but not on aid to Ukraine, with the House Republican leader being pushed to move faster. Sagar Magani has details.
Speaker Mike Johnson still is not committing to a vote on the aid package, but says the House is looking at options.
And we will address that in a timely manner.
At the White House.
What do you mean by that? I can tell you, to the Ukrainian soldier on the battlefront, timeliness is now.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
We're already, in some ways, too late.
Saying Ukrainian forces have lost one key town due in part to a lack of ammunition.
They are certainly beginning to lose territory that they had clawed back from the Russians. And now they have to give it back to the Russians because they can't fight them off.
Kirby says the Ukrainians simply deserve better.
It's not running out of courage, they're running out of bullets.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Kansas City, court documents show the man accused of firing the first shots at the Super Bowl rally told investigators he felt threatened, while a second man said he pulled the trigger because someone was shooting at him. Experts say the suspects might have good cases for self-defense through the state's Stand Your Ground law. The shooting left one bystander dead. This is AP News. A wildfire's rapidly expanded in the Texas panhandle, prompting evacuation orders. Meantime, Hawaii will begin accepting applications at the end of the week for a $175 million fund to compensate the families of those killed in last August's deadly wildfire. Lisa Dwyer has details.
Governor Josh Green says the fund for Lahaina wildfire victims will also pay those who were hospitalized with severe injuries. Families of those killed will receive $1.5 million after their eligibility is confirmed. Those seriously injured would receive a share determined by the judge. Green says the fund is an option for survivors who might be considering suing the state of Hawaii, Hawaiian Electric, or other utilities and landowners for their role in the blaze. Maui County has confirmed 101 people died from the August 8th wildfire. Two people are still missing. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.